Well, good morning on this Tuesday, August 22nd. You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota on AM 1260 and 105.7 FM, as well as on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks, Nice, Grand Forks. It's time for our Valley Talk program. And today I'm joined by Anna Gustafson with Scruffy Tails Humane Society, the new director. And well, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you so much for having me here this morning.
Of course. It's a pleasure. And well, I know there's a lot going on you guys have had a lot going on in the past year or two over at Scruffy Tails. And but you have a couple of events you want to talk about today. So I'll let you get started. Where would you like to start? Which event? I'm guessing maybe the one that starts on the 27th before?
Yes.
Okay. We'll go there.
Well, so since I'm a bit of a transplant to the area, mm-hmm. I do want to hold just kind of a meet and greet with the community businesses. So the 27th, we are having a meet and greet at the shelter to show off, A, the remodeled upstairs space. We've done a lot of work there. And then, B, so people can meet me. So we're going to have just some breakfast foods out, coffee, those kind of things. So just a little bit of a social hour. It's going to be from 9 to noon. The board will be there in addition to myself. So hopefully, you know, we get a really good turnout and people come out and see, you know, what we've done. We've still got a lot we want to do with the shelter as far as, you know, continuing our remodeling and really making the space livable and great for the animals. But I do want the public to see, you know, a lot of what we've done so far.
Yeah, and well, I can tell for one thing, my fiance and I have been there since the second floor is reopened, and you know, it's amazing how nice it looks up there. It's a great space, and obviously the runs out front too have been phenomenal for the dogs. They really get out and enjoy the fresh air and burn off some energy too. Before we talk more about all the great renovations that have done, so you said you're a transplant to the area. So why don't you just tell us a little about yourself, where you're from, and some stuff like that.
All right. Well, I am originally from North Bemidji, so not that too far away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I did study at the University of Minnesota Crookston, but that's been quite a few years. not to date myself or anything. and, you know, since then, I am a licensed veterinary technician by trade. So I've worked everywhere from the University of Minnesota in the Twin Cities out in Seattle. I worked out quite a bit there, and I moved back at the start of the pandemic. So I was really excited when the board approached me with this opportunity for the director to, you know, be able to, you know, stay relatively in the area, not quite a local, but close enough to the area and that I grew up in, and then be able to be part of something like this.
Yeah, hey, you're from Northwest Minnesota, so you're close enough for us, so for sure. And wow, I mean, that's a great background. That's really that's awesome to see someone in this role to have that background as well, to have worked with animals. I mean, it makes sense, but you never know when that, you know, someone might just get hired because they have some experience with like a business or something like that. But this is obviously, you need to know about the animals and what they need to have you know, good lives and good stays there before they hopefully get adopted into their forever homes. So that's so very exciting to see that you're now and getting into the community as well. It is really cool to have that. So once again, that's this Sunday coming up, right?
It is. Yes, sir.
Wow, that's just crazy to think it. So this Sunday is already the 27th, so from 9 to noon, you can stop on over at Scruffy Tails Humane Society. With, if you don't know where it's at, which I'd be surprised if you don't, right across from Happy Joe's over on Highway 2 there at 702 East Robert Street. So you can check it out. Again, just see how how much has changed in that building in just a few years is really impressive. And you can check it out as well, get some refreshments and meet you. And it's really great to have a nice face for our community as well, to go along with the Humane Society, because I know it's gone over some change in ownership over the past few years, obviously with the name change and everything. So everything seems positive, and I think this is a great step going forward as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, it should be very exciting. You know, it's... so far the community has been really welcoming. I've been very grateful for that. You know, I was part of Oxcart Days this last weekend.
Nice.
With our booths that we had there. We had two different tents going. So, you know, that was really good to see the community come out and engage with us. You know, but it's something definitely where we do need to draw on the community's help. You know, it's not something where we're bringing in, you know, a ton. We try to make things affordable. Well, we'll take the best care of the animals. You know, really what it comes down to is animal care and then, you know, giving back to the community. We have some great partners. Dr. Leah at the Crookston Pet Clinic has been very, very good to us. And we look forward to continuing working with her to help reach the maximum care we can for these animals.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, I hope people, I mean, either know or just remember that, yeah, this isn't a big for-profit business or, you know, what. This is really just to make sure animals in need can get the care they want and again or they need. And of course, again, just really trying to get those forever homes and really have good, sustainable pets for our community and our surrounding area. And the closest, obviously, besides Grand Forks and over there, is there another humane society close to the area, really, thinking about it?
Well, I guess that would depend a little bit on your definition of close.
Yeah.
You know, so if you want to go up to Thief River Falls, you know, there's another one in Bemidji. I mean, it's an hour and a half.
Yeah, but it's a bit of a stretch, so.
Well, you know, sometimes us northerners, we think a three-hour drive is close. So
no, it's a day trip. Yeah, I know. That's a good point. But no, for it's a, so it's nice for our community, though. It's obviously, it's big enough where we have plenty of pets who are strays. And you know, the Humane Society's gotten, you know, filled. And luckily, I've seen a lot of good Facebook posts recently of adoptions, which is great. But again, there's always a need. There's always more animals that need those homes, so. But again, a great opportunity to really see things and just, again, if you haven't been there yet in the past few years and just to see the massive, and I'm talking huge changes that have gone over there, check it out this Sunday from 9 to noon. And once again, that's at 720 East Robert Street, right across from Happy Joe's. And just take advantage of that great opportunity and, you know, see some pets there too. Maybe, hey, maybe you'll walk home or go home with the pet. Who knows? I mean... If you're my fiance, you would love to do that every time you go check it out. So, but anyway, so that's great. So once again, we'll recap that again a little bit later before we let you go. But there's also another great event happening the following day, and that next Monday, and that looks like a microchip day. And so you wanted to tell us more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the big things that we're seeing in the area is that there's a lot of lost animals. We get a lot of calls for animals that are missing. In the community, both cats and dogs. And then, you know, we're just seeing a large, really large intake through the city of stray animals that they're finding, both in the county at large and then in the city itself. And so we had this great idea to come up with a microchip day, try to make it relatively affordable for people to come in. We're asking for $40 per pet to come in and get their animal microchipped. We will have a computer set up so you can do on-site registration if you need any help with registering your microchip. And really what the hope with this is that, you know, if your animal becomes lost and it gets brought into us, we are able to scan it right away when it comes in. And a lot of people think that their information is directly in the microchip, which isn't true. So what it is there's just a number on it, and then we put that number into the website, and the company itself will contact you, and you can mark if it's okay for them to give your information to, like, vet hospitals or animal rescues like us. And, you know, that's something where then they would then give us your information. Otherwise, they would just contact you. The company itself would contact you. So okay. Your name, your phone number, your address. It's not just out there in your animal.
Which is good, I guess, if, you know, for some privacy reasons. But, yeah, just to have that option to market that way, if something happens, it can be a little easier, and that way you guys can contact them as well. But, yeah, that's the thing. I'm thinking about it. We have two cats at home, and they're indoor cats. They're chipped, but I don't even know if you've even changed the registration on them since we got them, or if we have, it's, you know, I'd have to double check. So a great opportunity again, just to think about, hey, you know, make sure it doesn't take much. It's not a large cost to, I mean, your pet's part of your family, and you want to make sure if they do get lost, they get found, they get back to you as soon as easy as possible. And this is the best way to do it. Right.
Right. And, you know, the other thing is that this is not just a local thing. Mm-hmm. You know, these chips are nationwide. So, you know, you take your dog down to Arizona for the winter and it gets out, you know, somebody that finds it out there, they can scan it and they can get a hold of you too. This is, you know, hopefully you don't have a homeward bound situation where your dog gets out and goes to North Dakota on its own. But, you know, it's not something where it'll only apply locally. This is something that'll really help you. And, you know, I know you were mentioning you have cats. Cats are, you know, as fun as indoor cats are, sometimes they really love to try to break out of your house.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I mean, luckily, ours are, we got ours during the pandemic. They are very indoor cats, luckily, so we don't have to worry about too much. But there's always that thought. You got to worry about it. But I know plenty of cats that are like, oh, well, you know, you adopt them. They were used to outdoors. Now they try to be indoors. And so, yeah, they're definitely looking for a jailbreak. So it's a great opportunity, again, to make sure that they are chipped. And especially if they, you know, usually they wear a collar, but sometimes, you know, one time they didn't, you know. Just in those situations you don't want to have to be in, but this is a great opportunity to help yourself out in those situations if they arise. So it's a great opportunity. Again, that is next Monday from 9 to 1, $40 per animal, and that includes registration that you can do on site. I mean, easy enough. And again, as you mentioned, it's national too. It's not just in Polk County. So, if, you know, you take them down even down to the, you know, some relatives in other parts of the state, you know, and they, something happens, you're okay there too. So very good information to know that. And I didn't know that it was national either. I thought it was more like state or regional. So that's pretty good information there. So once again, if you're just tuning in to the Valley Talk program today, I have Anna Gustafson who's the new director of the Scruffy Tails Humane Society in Crookston here. And so we're just talking about a lot of the great activities and events they have coming up within the week here. So including the first one on Sunday, which is a nice kind of social hour get together to kind of meet Anna and see a face to recognize that, because I'm sure we'll probably be hearing your name and a lot more and more stuff happening over at Scruffy Tails. So from 9 to noon. And again, just want to go over some of the other details that are happening during that. Just what are you doing and what's available to.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're, you know, during the meet and greet, you know, we're going to have the board there. You know, all of our board members are pretty heavily involved in the community. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're going to be there. I will be there, you know, and part of that too is, you know, I am moving to Crookston. So hopefully, you know, it'll give people a face to go with the name. And, you know, as I come more involved and I'm in more projects here, you know, my goal is to blend myself into the community. So hopefully this will give an opportunity to people. I really want people to see what we've done. You know, I know you've mentioned some of the big changes. You know, that's, we're keeping all of our cats, our felines upstairs. So we've got, you know, the cat activity rooms people can see. You know, we've got just all of the remodeling that we've done up there. And, you know, really we still need to remodel the downstairs. So we'll have just a couple of signs about that. You know, so the goal with remodeling downstairs, of course, would be to create better kennel spaces for our existing dogs, but then to create more space in general that we can have for capacity for our own animals as well as the impound animals. Mm-hmm. So that we're able to help more.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Again, it's Scruffy Tails is here to help our community. That's the best way I can think about it. Between the strays and you know, those impound animals, to just, again, finding more forever homes. I can't stress that enough. How you know, we my fiance and I just love humane societies. You know, adopt, don't shop, and all that good stuff. But so yeah, and the kennels are definitely in need of some work, and so hopefully again that would be. The next big project. And again, you can, if you haven't seen the runs outside to the front of the Humane Society, it's such a cool thing to have. I didn't even think about that. I've only seen, you know, dog parks where they're, you know, bigger, but have an individual lane, so that means they can stay by themselves, do their things, and get that exercise that those animals need. And, you know, having that outdoor experience and that outdoor time besides just being on a walk, you know, and having to be able to run freely, really, I think it helps those dogs out and you know, creates more adoptable animals as well, because they're happier. So,
well, and socialization is a big part of it too.
Yeah.
You know, we're lucky we have a lot of people that volunteer in the community.
Mm-hmm.
They come in, you know, we have people that come in our cat rooms and they sit and play with our cats. We have people that, you know, take our dogs on walks. We have people that go into the dog runs and they, you know, race the dogs and they yeah. play fetch, and you know, it's all chain link, so usually it's kind of amusing to watch, because one of the dogs will start playing and then all of a sudden the rest of them are trying to get in on the same interaction. So it's quite adorable. But it's, you know, the goal is, yes, quality of life. You know, we're trying to make them as happy as we can. You know, anytime you're in a shelter situation, it's stressful on animals, but mm-hmm. we're doing our best to eliminate as much as we can from that stress.
Exactly. So, and like I said, I would always say you guys are doing a phenomenal job so far, and there's just only more better changes to come. And again, the other event that we're talking about is the Microchip Day on the Monday, the following Monday, and next Monday, the 28th, from 9 to 1 p.m. That's $40 per animal. It includes registration on site. It's available if you need to be. Very convenient. It's how long of a process do you think it usually takes?
Really, it doesn't take very long. So what we'll do is we'll have people bring their animals in. Mm-hmm. We will scan them just to make sure there's not an existing microchip. Sometimes different breeders or different places that you'll get an animal will microchip it, and people will forget as the animal ages. So we want to make sure there isn't more than one chip in play.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we clear it and there's no chip, what we'll do is we use a syringe. Mm-hmm. And we put the microchip just under the skin. So the microchip's only about the size of a long grain of rice.
Yeah.
So it's not a very big thing. The needle does look a little bit more like what you'd see for a human blood draw. It is a little bit bigger needle just because it does need to pass that chip through it.
Yep.
But it's a fairly quick poke. So, you know, they should be able to get in and out of there maybe 5-10 minutes per animal.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what I figured. It was pretty not extensive. It's a pretty short procedure. Either way, it's just just a quick little thing. And again, the registration might take longer, honestly, than the actual inserting of the chip. So, but even that's not major or anything. That's pretty short too. So
absolutely. And you know, the thing is too, is if people would like to register, at home, mm-hmm. they're more than welcome to. We'll send them home with all that information. We just wanted the opportunity to have it at the rescue in case people needed help or they have questions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of up to your discretion if you want to register that same day at our rescue, or if you want to take it home and register at your own time.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. So yeah, again, that's next Monday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. A great event there to, again, just give yourself a little more sense of mind, sense of peace, knowing that if something does happen, obviously no one wants to lose an animal. As I said before, they're part of your family. If it happens, this can definitely help you out in our area or national, either way. All good to go. So, well, we got a little bit more time here. Anna, is there anything else you want to discuss for today before we call it good on this Valley Talk program? Or,
Well, if you're okay with it, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of our plans for the big renovation.
That'd be great. Yes.
So right now we're working on a couple of grants, and then we're also going to requesting some funds locally. But we would like to redo the downstairs completely. Right now it's not open to the public, just because of the way it is. We've got cracked floors and different things going on that we really need to get addressed before we open it up to the public. So some of our goals is we'd like to, we're looking at adding anywhere between another 6 to 10 plus kennels downstairs between our impound and our general dog area. We're looking at putting in a new veterinary room where we can do intakes on animals, health assessments, just make sure everyone looks healthy when they're coming in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then that too will give them kind of a quiet space when we're, you know, initially bringing them in so they're not as scared. You know, anytime you go into a high traffic area where there's lots of sounds, it can be very terrifying for our animals when it's just different from anything
mm-hmm.
they're used to. So we want to try to eliminate some of that with just kind of like a quieter room. We're going to have, ideally, we'd like to put in a isolation room in case we do get somebody in that's sick with something we're worried is contagious. And then really what that'll do is, you know, they'll have all of the same amenities, everything that any of our other animals do. It's just more for a protection for us because we don't want any disease outbreaks.
Yeah.
Again, you know, we work with several veterinary partners in the area, but Crookston Pet Clinic is our primary go-to, and they've been very good to us. So, you know, we'd be doing all of that in conjunction with them. And then, you know, the other thing is we would like to look at getting all the floors epoxied. You know, we've got some drains in the floor that we need to work on. We'd like to get ideally some sound reabsorption tiles to try to make it a little bit quieter. You know, you're never going to make it completely quiet in a dog kennel area.
A lot of dogs, but
but some of the echoing.
I will say the echoing would be something definitely that would, definitely improve things. And because I remember that last time we were in there, I was just like, oh, okay, hello, there's a, feels like there's a dog on every side of me there with that off the wall there. But that would definitely be a good improvement too, so.
Yeah, we've got a lot that the board would like to, you know, the board's got a really great vision. Mm-hmm. They've been absolutely a joy to work with. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we would like to build out and do. But, you know, it's going to come down to, you know, how fast we're able to make those changes on, you know, funding that we're going to. Like I said, we're applying for some grants.
Mm-hmm.
We're also, you know, going to be doing some appeals to local government and then the community as well. You know, and we hate to keep asking for funds, but really, you know, we need the community support to do something like this and to make this big of an impact because that area has not been remodeled or done anything with since. Well, it's the same as it was when I went to school in Crookston. And
yeah, yeah.
That's been a while.
Well, and like I said, I think it's from when the building was built, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been any changes. And I know, yeah, it's a lot. But then again, you had two stories you had to work on. You got one done. It looks great. So now we got to get that other one there. And the basement, the bottom floor might be a little more spendy, too, thinking about it with all the different changes foundation-wise and all the fun stuff you have to worry about. So, but yeah, hopefully the community can come together, and again, some grants will definitely help out. And I'm looking forward to seeing some great more, a lot more improvements. It's because, as you said, it sounds like a really good vision. And once you guys get that bottom, that first floor done, it's gonna be really great. So. That is awesome. Well, I think we're just about out of time. So just quickly, maybe just a contact number just for the Scruffy Tales, and we can call that good for today.
Absolutely. So our main line at the Scruffy Tales Rescue is 218-281-7225. And then if anyone has any like pets or anything that they'd like to look at, you know, we have all of our available animals as well as some of our lost animals that we found on our website. And that's at scruffytales.org.
Perfect. All right. Well, Anna, thank you again for your time. And we'll look forward to having you on Valley Talk again here later as the rest of the year goes on, as probably other things happen. And always welcome to stop on by. So thank you.
Thank you very much. You have a great day now.
You